This is Brian too in San Diego, California. Just after the organized stalking attack, the latest one that happened a few minutes ago, about an hour ago. I just got my passport just hours ago at 4 o'clock yesterday evening. Ticket already booked and paid for to Ecuador, and then this. And I wanted to, I basically wanted to show people what was happening because. This is how they work. I was supposed to get medical treatment for spinal damage for my back. I already had an appointment with neurosurgery, neurology, for UCLA spinal doctors in Los Angeles on the 16th. I can't even get it. It's so dangerous. I've got to get out of this country as fast as I can. They've hurt my back again. What happened is I was in the restroom. I had just come up there minding my own business, and the organized stalker came in and was staring at me as I was. That's what they do there. The neuroprogramming contains 2- and 3-dimensional images of people staring at the victim. Human faces and biomorphic faces staring at the victim, staring back at the victim. So the organized stalkers are trained to do this. So this guy comes in, a homosexual, clearly a flaming homosexual, who I recognize from before. And he stands over me, and he's staring at me. He's just staring at me. That's what they're trained to do. Provoke the victim into emotional responses, which can be remotely measured and integrated back into R&M data. Constant violence, trauma, physical and psychological trauma. Well, you know, I tried to record the actual event, and I have only part of it. He's threatening me with violence, calling me names. Here it is. He's calling me a bitch. I'll beat your ass, bitch. He's standing up. I'm just using the bathroom. I'm minding my own business. I'm not doing anything to anyone. And this guy comes in, and he's harassing me and talking. He's threatening me with violence, and I haven't said anything to him. You know? That's the organized talking. That's only part of the conversation. I couldn't get it all. So I called the police. I tried to get outside and slow him down to get police to come out and trying to document that it was happening. And in the process, he shoved me, and then I shoved him back, and he punched me. I didn't do anything to him. I just got in front of him. I said, "No, I'm calling the police. Don't go anywhere." And he kept walking, so I just kept backing up. But I stayed in front of him. What I was trying to do was get police on the phone and record the entire incident. Well, to make a long story short, this is what happened. And I've hurt my spine worse now. I'm in much pain, much more pain. I just got my passport yesterday. See, it's all done. It's all done in a way. It's a deadly game of eugenics, organized stalking. It's done in a way which makes it appear as if the trauma-based mind control victim, even the target that's not a mind control victim, but it's targeted with this, you know, organized stalking, that they're blaming every bad luck negative event in their life on the technology and tactics, when in fact they are to blame. And that's how their technology works. Trauma-based mind control cannot exist without situational and conversational scenarios, tailor-scripted games of chaos and violence, of trauma, physical and psychological trauma. And this is just the latest round of it. And just hours after I got my passport and ticket to Ecuador already paid for, and, you know, 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and within, you know, not even half a day, 12, 15 hours, they've already got me beat up. I was on the way to the hospital. I told the ambulance to let me out of the ambulance. I understand how medical COINTELPRO works. It's been going on for years. There'll be no help. They just hurt me even worse than they did last time. Last time, they dumped me on the sidewalk. The doctor said I violently struck out at her. That was an absolute, total lie. Never happened. And the surveillance video would clearly prove that. So she throws me out of the doctor in the hospital, UCSD, after I was sidelined because of spinal damage with severe sprain, dropped foot. They throw me on the sidewalk. It's in one of my previous videos, and they snatch the camera out of my hand. I'm trying to record. And then the security guard snatches the camera out of my hand and deletes the actual event. And so, you know, it's all a game. It's all a deadly game. So one of the videos is not even there. But the point is, you know, this is just the latest round. And I have an appointment on the 16th at UCLA neurosurgery with a neurologist, neurosurgeon, doctor, on the 16th in Los Angeles, and I can't even, it's so dangerous, I have to flee, I have to leave the country as fast as possible, I can't even get medical help. This is called Medical COINTELPRO. Severely injured. And this is how the game works. It's a deadly, deadly game of deception and manipulation. And this is just the latest round of violence. And I played for you the actual recording of the individual doing this. And that's how the game works. The game works that way. Here it is again. I beat your ass, bitch. You know, I'm just sitting there using the bathroom. I got my pants down. I'm using the bathroom. And I'm sitting down on the toilet. And he's harassing and attacking me and threatening me with violence. Anyway, it escalated. And that's what they wanted. They want to escalate, amplify the trauma, the physical and psychological trauma. So... now I'm just trying. This one, trying to get out of the country. I can't even wait. My spine is. I have severe spinal damage. Can barely walk. Anyway, in the description box are some of the recordings. I couldn't get the camera to work properly. That's how the game works. They create additional chaos. That, remember, all of my electronic devices, including my smartphone, are remotely hijacked. Okay. So they want to force the victim into repeated responses. They want to develop each situational and conversational scenario with more trauma, with more responses. So hear me trying to record the camera, the psychological evaluator, some of the stuff that was happening with the camera, couldn't do it. Stop. As soon as I try to push record, stop. Push record, stop. Push record, stop. That's the game. It's a deadly game of deception and manipulation, a deadly game of eugenics. So in the description box is some of the audio. Anyway, so they call it psyche eval. They had no grounds for that. I'm not a threat to anyone. I have no history of violence. I'm not a violent person. There's no history of violence on my record. And I wouldn't have a record. In fact, I wouldn't for them. But even that's just misdemeanors. Despite constant setup attempts like this latest round, constant entrapment schemes, they were never able to frame me with felonies. Even though I tried to admit that these were that I had done something to try to get them to arrest me, they won't arrest me. They know that they have no case against me, never had one. Okay. That was all designed to keep me under constant surveillance, which trauma-based mind control is dependent upon for the purposes of verification. Without verification, there can be no mind control. Without verification of the responses of the victim, mind control cannot exist. So they use this bogus 21-year-plus investigation of me everywhere I went in the world to keep me under constant 24/7 surveillance that I was this criminal, terrorist, spy, drug lord, rapist, child molester, murderer, serial killer, whatever they were saying. I'll never know. I filed FOIA after FOIA. I can't get the FBI to release documents. And and now this is just the latest escalation of that. And this is the wound. Anyway, so if you look in the description box, you'll see some of the recordings. What they did is they called the psychological evaluator, the San Diego PD, who I filed a lawsuit against because they're participating in this paradigm against me and other targeted individuals, called the psychological evaluator. And in the recordings, you can hear them say, oh, we're calling the psychological evaluator on both of you. Well, they let the other guy go, my attacker, the organized stalker. Remember, law enforcement's part of the paradigm. They use law enforcement. Government informants at every local jurisdiction in America. Those are police informants that are being used. This guy that attacked me is a government informant turned provocateur. And what they wanted to happen is they want the victim, the trauma-based mind control victim, to engage in mutual combat. That's the objective. Okay. So in the recording you can hear the San Diego PD saying, "Oh well, we're calling the psychological evaluator on both of you." No. No, they let him go, never evaluated him. In fact, you can hear the psychological evaluator when I ask, why aren't you evaluating the other person? She says, well, it's beyond my control. He's not here anymore. San Diego PD let him go. They didn't even evaluate him. But this is all a game. Now remember, hyper game theory. Everything's based on the last response of the victim. Okay? Meaning this video. But the point is, it never happened. This is how much danger I'm in, such that I'm forced to flee the country and can't even get medical help. The victim is made to look delusional, schizophrenic. Do I look delusional? Does this look like it didn't happen? Is this in my mind? It's definitely in my head. No. And this is how the game works. It is a deadly, deadly game of deception and manipulation. A deadly game of eugenics. This is Brian Tu in San Diego, California. Desperately trying to get out of the country. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't get help.